Welcome to the January 12th Mesa City Council meeting. I'm Mayor Giles. I'll be conducting the meeting. The first item on our agenda is the invocation, which will be offered by Reverend Mark Rowden of the Emmanuel Presbyterian Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Councilmember Scott Summers. Please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the pledge.
Good evening, gentlemen. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for these men and these women. Thank you for the opportunity to come tonight to meet together. Father, you have brought us together in turbulent and difficult times, and you have put the mantle of authority and responsibility into the hands of these folks. We ask that you would give them wisdom, that they would not only deal with the problems that are immediately in front of them, but that they would be prescient, that they would be looking forward, planning for our future and watching over us and leading us as a community. Give them wisdom tonight, we ask it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Would you join me in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Reverend Rowden and Councilmember Summers, for helping us with the pledge and the invocation. The first item on the agenda today is awards and recognitions. There are none, so we'll move to the next item, which is the reading of the consent agenda. And we'll invite Kevin Christopher forward to read the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the City Clerk prior to the Council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for commemorative Air Force Museum one-day charitable event Saturday, March 14th, 2017, North Greenfield Road. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Colon Cancer Alliance Blue Note Fund, one-day charitable event, Saturday, January 24th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Mesa KC Building Corporation, one-day religious event, Saturday, February 14th, 1551 East Dana Avenue. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event, Friday, February 6th, on Main Street from Senator McDonald and McDonald Main Street Pepper. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for The View, 2401 South Lansing. Item 4A, act on 3-year term contract for library collection services for the Library Services Department. Item 4B, act on 3-year term contract for recreational lighting maintenance services for parks, recreation, and commercial facilities. Item 4C, act on 3-year term contract for air filters for the materials and supply warehouse for the facilities maintenance department. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase replacement hardware network routers for the Information Technology Department. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase 21 additional semi-ruggedized laptops for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4F, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for automotive lubricants for the Fleet Services and Fire and Medical Departments. Item 4G, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for fire uniform badges for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4H, act on contract for line clearance and tree trimming services for the southwest quadrant of Mesa's electric service area for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase 1 replacement light-duty pickup truck for the Energy Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4J, act on 3-year term contract for pad-mounted switchgear for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4K, act on 3-year term contract for herbicide application and vegetation management for the Transportation Department. Item 4L, act on 3-year term contract for Econolite traffic signal controllers, video detection systems, and components for the Transportation Department. Item 4M, act on 2-year term contract for LED modules for traffic control signals for the Transportation Department. Item 4N, act on contract for Fiesta Paseo nodes on Southern Avenue. This project is funded by a Federal Highway Administration Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Grant, with the remainder funded by the City of Mesa local street sales tax. Item 4O, act on 2-year renewal of term contract for procurement card program services for citywide departments. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with the U.S. Marshals Service to accept funds for reimbursement of police personnel overtime expenses relating to a joint law enforcement operations task force. Item 5B, act on resolution providing for the issuance and ordering the sale of City of Mesa Street and Highway User Revenue Refunding Bond Series 2015. Items 6A and 6B have been removed from the agenda. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-052, 2628 West Birchwood Circle, located north of Broadway Road and east of the Loop 101 freeway. Rezone and modification of the planned area development overlay to allow the subdivision of an existing business park. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-053, the 8200 to 8400 blocks of East Ray Road, north and south side, located west of this northwest and southwest corners of East Ray Road and South Hawes Road. This is a rezone and modification of planned area development overlay to allow expansion of the Gateway Park planned area development. Item 6E, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-054, parcel 13 at Mountain Bridge, the 8800 to 8900 blocks of East McCulloch's Road on the south side, and parcel 16 at Mountain Bridge, the 8900 to 9100 blocks of McCulloch's Road on the south side. This is located west of Ellsworth Road and south of East McCulloch's Road. These are rezones to allow development of a residential subdivision for parcel 13 and establish commercial zoning for parcel 16. Item 6F, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-055, 10309 East Hampton Avenue, located south of Southern Avenue and east of Crismon Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a medical center. Item 6G, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-056, 457, 505, and 507 South Morris, located south of Broadway Road and east of Country Club Drive, a rezone to allow for future expansion of a mechanical business. Item 6H, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-057, 6751 South Mountain Road, located east of Signal Butte Road on the north side of Pecos Road, rezone and site plan review to allow for development of an industrial building. Item 6I, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-058, 2333 South Power Road, located south of Baseline Road on the east side of Power Road, rezone and site plan modification to allow for expansion of a veterinary clinic. Item 6J, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-059, 8650 East Brown Road. This is located west of Ellsworth Road on the south side of Brown Road. Rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a single residential subdivision. And item 6K, introduction of ordinance regarding Z14-060, the 8,000 through 8,200 blocks of East Ray Road, located east of Sossman Road on the north and south sides of Ray Road, a rezone to facilitate the development of a future employment park. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Council, is there a motion regarding the consent agenda? It has been moved by Councilmember Kavanaugh and seconded for approval of the consent agenda. Please cast your vote. The consent agenda passes with a unanimous vote. The next item on our agenda is item 7A. 7A is to approve and authorize the city manager to enter into the amended and restated Joint Powers Airport Authority Agreement with the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority and the Town of Queen Creek, the Town of Gilbert, the Gila River Indian Community, the City of Apache Junction, and the City of Phoenix. This agreement will recharacterize the members' loans as appropriations to the airport. Council, is there discussion on this item?
I have a request.
Councilmember Richens.
I was the one who requested this be removed from the consent agenda. There's not a whole lot of options presented to us. I know that they evaluated quite a few. I get the concept of where they're going and applaud the airport for the success they've had over the last 10 years. I just don't quite feel comfortable with the way that we're recharacterizing this at this time, so I'm not going to support the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Richens. Councilmember Fenter.
Yes. Having the opportunity to hear this in audit and finance and run through it, I can actually tell you I've spent hours and hours kind of researching and talking with staff. Staff has been very forthright in their information and very timely. And as I understand what we're trying to accomplish here with the recharacterization and understand, I think we all share the common goal of making sure that Gateway Airport's a success. I just have some concerns. I've seen a few red flags in my own mind. I won't go into a lot of detail here that's caused me to pause and I would say this is one way to do it. There might, I think, you know, it would have been nice to have some options and look at any alternatives. And I realize that there's some pros and cons with those. So I will not be supporting this item as it's stated. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Fenter. Other comments? Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm compelled to say just a few short remarks on this, since the Gateway Airport certainly transcends District 6. It is in District 6. It's important for the city as a whole and the entire region. What is happening with this debt is simply that we are wiping it out for them so that the airport can continue to invest in itself and continue to grow. We need to view this airport as an important element of our infrastructure for economic development and job growth. When I first started on council, there was hardly even an airport there. There was no regular service there. Today, the airport is responsible for over $1.2 billion in economic activity and directly or indirectly has 10,000 jobs with, I read ahead to next week when I don't have to vote on anything, and it looks like a potential for another 2,000 jobs coming to this region. It is one of the most important pieces of infrastructure that is going to be developed by this city and by this region over the coming decades. To saddle it with debt would only mean that it does not have the opportunity to grow and to flourish and to create the 100,000 high-wage jobs that we're already seeing start to come into this district. So I think reworking this debt, moving forward with the airport, and continuing to invest in the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport as important infrastructure will far outweigh what we are working on today in the not-too-distant future. So I will be strongly in support of this, and I make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Councilmember Summers. Councilmember Luna.
You know, I also see this as an economic engine that's something that we need to support as a community, so I'm definitely going to be supporting this motion.
Thank you. Mr. Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I raised this issue in the study session primarily because of the many years of service on council. We had characterized the payments that Mesa made to Mesa Gateway really as loans. And in listening to the discussion we had at study session, going back and reviewing the issues that our committee had considered, I'm in support of the motion now. I really view the payments that we have made in the past really as investments, as appropriations, and I think that it's the right thing to do for the communities to take this step at this point to put the to keep the airport in a very competitive position as we as the economy keeps improving and opportunities keep coming in the way of the airport. I think it's the wisest course of action to take.
Thank you, Mr. Kavanaugh. I think my history with the airport is similar to Mr. Kavanaugh's. I served on this council back in the 1990s, and I got to tell you, one of the really great things about coming back at this point is seeing the tremendous growth that's occurred out at Williams shows my age there, excuse me, out at Gateway Airport. Back in the 90s, it took a whole lot of faith to imagine to see the potential and to continually fund, as the council has done for decades, the development of that airport. And it is just, it literally brought a tear to my eye when I went out there a few months ago to see the progress that is there and then what a jewel it is for our city now. So I respect those who are voting against this motion. I know that their commitment to the airport is not in question at all. In my mind, what's best for the city of Mesa is for the Gateway Airport to thrive and to be strong. Let's all remind ourselves this is in the city of Mesa. And prior to our other community partners joining with us in supporting this airport, we were paying for 100% of the expenses out there. That's not in our best interest. We need to nurture this airport so that it can. It is now at the point where it is generating revenue. but not enough revenue that we can expect them to pay us back. If we were to hold their feet to the fire to get this money back, literally they'd have to increase the contributions that we would have to make to the airport in order to be able to fund paying us back. So it's just a non-productive approach in my mind. So I'm very proud of the airport. The statistics related to the airport are well known, the amount of economic impact, the number of jobs, the ongoing, the stories just this past week of the additional development, 2,000 jobs, Able Engineering expanding. It's just, it's such a great source of pride for our community, and I give kudos to those who have brought it to this point in its development. So, and back in the 90s, I have to tell you, frankly, I when I was voting as a city council member to fund the airport, I don't recall ever having any expectation that we were going to receive direct repayment on those. So the expectation that was ever the case, I guess, came sometime after I left the city council in the 90s. So I am very comfortable with the way that we're handling this. I know we have a motion. Is there a second for this?
Yes.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Please cast your vote. It passes with two nays from Councilmember Finner and Councilmember Richens. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is item 8, which is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, I do have two blue cards. Do you have anything in addition to this?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. The first speaker that we'd invite to come forward, and please state your name and your address, and we'll be happy to give you 3 minutes to speak on your topic, is Ivy Coppo from Ms. Coppo, are you present? Thank you. Please step forward.
Hi, Mayor. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. I'm Ivy Coppo. I live at 3821 North Cirrus Circle in Mesa, Arizona. I wanted to start off with asking if you would extend my apology to Chris Brady, but since Chris is here, I would like to do that myself. Last time we met, I misspoke. I had said that you signed the blueprints on Ghost Rider, and I went back through my notes when I got home, and I was incorrect, and I'd like to extend my apology on that. So thank you. I also was going back through my notes, and I looked at the city council minutes and meetings on May 1st of 2006. There's some good notes and discussions on the annexation on Ghost Rider. On page 3, if anyone needs a copy, let me know. But it does reference that our city staff, the city of Mesa staff, will be working with the applicant to draft an annexation development agreement. I know that I've asked many times, and I've been told there just wasn't one done. I want to give you another example of something I'm working on. I'm currently building a house in Maricopa County, which is Rural Metro Fire Department. The city of Mesa is requiring me to have fire sprinklers on my home. They've explained to me that there's a state law that if my home is over 150 feet away from a fire hydrant, that our fire marshals and fire code will make me have fire sprinklers. And I think it's a great explanation. I guess the problem that I have, or what doesn't make sense to me, is my direct neighbor who built in 2009 does not have these same requirements forced on him. And it seems that these rules are not enforced for all the same people in the community. This is the same problem that I'm seeing in Ghost Rider. Some people have been able to get permits released since 2007. One home is currently on city water, one home is currently on city sewer, but these are not extended to all the people that live into Ghost Rider. I do not believe that the city or anyone can pick and choose who gets to follow which rules. I was provided a letter today from the city attorney's office, and it stated that the property owners had 30 days to question the validity of the annexation, and that window has come and gone. This is just, in my mind, as bad as the developers telling me the statute of limitations is up and nobody can touch them. Just because a timeline is up, in my mind, from what I personally believe, if you've committed a crime from a developer's standpoint, or if there was an error that was occurred, again, from what I personally believe, just because a timeline is up, it doesn't excuse what was done. I wanted to share with you a great saying that I had read lately, and it said there's two important dates in our lives. One's the day we're born, and one is the day we realize why we were born. For me, I personally know why I was born. It's for this very thing, for Ghost Rider. It's to stand up for the little guy, the general public, or anyone who's been taken advantage of. I'd like to ask the city and the city council, please put us on your formal agenda and look into Ghost Rider. Let's all work together and come up with a plan. I would love to have an open and honest conversation about Ghost Rider. Leaving a community broken and locked down for another 10 years is not in the best interest of the city, and it's definitely not in the best interest of the people that live in that community. I personally think that if you had family members that lived there or more people that were important to you, this would get brought up and paid attention to. So I'm asking you if you please consider putting us on your formal agenda. I do think that we can work with our state, Maricopa County, and the city, and let's come up with a plan to get this annexation turned back around. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Coppel.
Appreciate
you coming forward. As you know, unfortunately, we can't respond because this
Absolutely.
Is an item on our agenda, but thank you for being here.
Sure. Thank you.
Next person who is asked to speak is Jerry Barron. Jerry, we invite you forward as well. Please, just a reminder, please state your address. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
Thank you. My name is Jerry Barron. My address is 15119 South 231st Way, Mesa. What I'd like to do is to just do a follow-up on what she just said. I'm one of the people that was first in Ghost Rider. I've been waiting for 8 years, as you know, to build a house. Not happening. What I would like to bring up to you is the fact that because you've had 8 years to fix the problem and it hasn't been fixed, I think we've discussed before the possibility of de-annexing out of the city back to the county. And that's something that I would like to actually have to start happening. I think you've got people that in the beginning that were there, and the way this went down, they wasn't really prepared to know that it was going to be annexed in and the money that was going to be expected of that group of people. Since then, that group of people have left. There's only two of us that are out there that are original owners. You've had a second group of people come in, and they're in the same situation that the first people are in, of the money that's expected for them to pay to get this thing developed. And to be quite frankly, I don't see how that could possibly happen with only 30 acres with 30 people. I don't see how they're going to meet that need. So there again, I'm asking that you would just, I don't know the process of what you have to go through to de-annex that land, but I think if it's de-annexed, the people would have a little bit better chance to possibly fix their houses, to build houses, and to even make the land sellable. Right now, I can't even sell. I've been trying to sell that. I've had three sales. It's gone away due to the fact you can't build on it. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention and see if you would just take that under consideration and see what we could work out with that. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. I know that I would encourage you to meet with our city attorney. That I think they have some legal research on that topic that would help you.
Okay.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You bet. That concludes the items on our agenda. We do need to note that tomorrow is a historical day in the city of Mesa. We will swear in three council members, Council Member Luna Glover and our new council member, Kevin Thompson. That's great news. The downside to that is, unfortunately, we're losing Council Member Summers. This is his last council meeting after a very successful two terms as a city council member. So, Scott, I just want you to know personally that I really appreciate the great service that you've provided to the city of Mesa. You've been a great council member, and we wish you the best, and we know you'll continue to serve passionately on the issues that you've served so well on in the past 8+ years. So thank you for your service. I'd invite any other council members that want to share their thoughts to do so as well. Mr. Luna.
Dr. Summers, I'm going to miss your contribution and your levity within our group. You've been a lot of fun. And especially during our UWASI trip, that was a lot of fun. I learned a lot about UWASI and what that means. And after this is all over, we'll have to have some coffee. Starbucks.
Oh, coffee.
Yeah.
You meant coffee.
Thank you. I know there was a nice event today at the MAC honoring Councilmember Summers well-deserved fashion. So thanks again for your service. And again, we invite everyone to... I'm sorry.
Sorry, didn't mean to.
Former mayor slash council
member. You're too kind.
Please,
you're too kind. I held off from earlier this afternoon. Scott Summers is a good man. He has a good heart. He has a lot of compassion. I've watched. He's dedicated his life to service you have and done a great job. And it has been a lot of fun working with you and a lot of good times, and appreciate all that you've done. So thank you.
Thank you. if there's Kleenex in the auditorium, please come forward.
No, I've really enjoyed serving with Scott, and when they told me he was leaving, I broke up, and then Summers was still here. I realized they weren't talking about Smith; they were talking about him.
Okay.
No, he's been a good friend, fun travel companion. But what I really appreciate is vision and leadership out in the Gateway area. It's been remarkable, and it's really set a tone out there. And it wasn't his alone. There's a lot of people that worked on that, and you know, there's some of them. You know, Scott Rigby and the different folks that have been part of the economic development team worked real hard to hold the line on a lot of things when lesser proposals would come along. They always tried to achieve the highest bar. And so that was something I appreciated about Scott, was really pushing that vision real hard. And he's 1/10 of the way there to his vision of 100,000 jobs out there. But I think that's a very good start in the short amount of time that we've had out there. So going to miss serving with you. You've been a good friend, good mentor. And I've only disagreed, I think, on 3 votes or something. But
you third only, one was today.
You're only wrong 3 times.
Congratulations. Mr. Kavanaugh.
Thank you. I want to comment on Scott's service on the Public Safety Committee. For the first 4 or 5 years that I came back on council here, Councilmember Higgins, Summers, and I were on a Public Safety Committee that was incredibly active, and not just in the areas of fire safety, which is obviously Mr. Summers' background, but tremendous amount of work in terms of working with police department in addressing some of the issues that residents were complaining to us loudly and clearly. And Scott showed a tremendous amount of leadership in dealing with issues related to massage parlors, crime at convenience stores, crime at hotels, motels, and working with the various industry groups and law enforcement groups. That public safety, we met early and often, and we've had many issues that came before council that had great discussion. And it's just an example, I think, of the broad brush of the work that he has done. And I just wanted to mention that he cares about police stuff, too, in addition to economic development and fire sprinklers and fire safety. But it was a real pleasure to work with him because we got a tremendous amount of work accomplished on that committee working with him and Councilwoman Higgins.
Mr. Glover.
Scott, it has been a real pleasure to work with you over this past 4 years. I've really enjoyed your friendship, your leadership, your insight, and you've been a great friend. And so thank you for that. Behind every great man is always a greater woman. So thank your wife, Janelle, who's here with us this night. Thank you for standing beside Scott and helping him along these past 8 years. You guys have made a phenomenal couple, and I wish you guys the very best.
Great. Thank you, Ben. So again, we encourage everyone to come to the Mesa Arts Center tomorrow night at 6:30 for the swearing in of the, 6 o'clock for the swearing in of our...
Doors open at
5:30. It'll be a great event. Mr. Thompson, the bar is set very high, but I know you're more than capable, so we look forward to having you join us at our next meeting. We would now entertain a motion to adjourn. Is there a motion and a second? Oh, I'm sorry.
First of all those nice things that were said, he really wants me gone. You can tell he's just shoving me right out the door. And if I won't take too much of our time, but I do have a few photographs that I have to show at the end. First of all, I was trying to think of a really neat way to end my service, and I had sat down with some experts in the field, and I came up with what I thought was a really cool way to walk out and talk about the next thing. Unfortunately, Stephen Colbert stole it from me, so I don't think it's a really good idea to reuse it. Secondly, I was feeling a little bit melancholy about this whole transition. It's been 8 years of people who were colleagues and have turned to very good friends. And then a very good friend downstairs said, hey, you're not going to be here for the towing contracts discussion. And it cheered me right up. So suddenly I feel just, and just to look at Chris Brady's face right now about that very comment makes me happy to leave. But this whole time in council, this last 8.5 years, and particularly for Southeast Mesa, has really been a little bit about change. And I'll get to this picture right here lastly. There's been huge changes in things like transit and transportation. We've seen State Route 184. Route 184, which is a bus route, now serves the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport. Back in a time when I kept saying, you know, we have a great airport out here and people can't get to it unless they have a car. And now we have taxi service and State Route 184. Broadway Road is finally being repaired. Whoever thought you would put floodwaters into the middle of a street, but we're finally fixing that. Elliott and Signal Butte used to flood all the time. Every time it rained, just the slightest amount, and that has finally been repaired, and it wouldn't have been without people like Beth Uning, Dan Clevenger, Mike James, and Jody Sorrell, who have done incredible work to bring transit and transportation projects to Southeast Mesa. Of course, parks have been on the forefront of our minds for quite some time, and Mark Hirschberg has done a tremendous job. We finally passed, after what, almost 18 years, passed a parks bond. Finally got a parks bond through with two new parks. But even before that, adding Skyline Aquatic Center, the first pool in Far East Mesa, and all the success we've had with Olympic trials and Olympic swimming that comes here, not only, but also the ability for us to use that when it gets a little bit too hot, and to teach drowning prevention. It's just a tremendous facility. His favorite project, and he'll tell you this up front, was a Golden Hills playground build. One, because it was so innovative in using volunteer labor. Despite the emails you may have gotten, it was not prison labor that I'm telling you. But the material was donated, and from that park build, we've seen more parks build with the material that we use there and the shade covers. It was the first time we've used shade covers was at that one. We've made a lot of public safety additions, as was discussed just a bit. We've added two new fire stations to the district, but I think what I'm most proud of is the fact that we were able to leverage the economy, even though it was a bad economy, put people to work and built three fire stations for the price of two, or four for the price of three if you count one that we also remodeled. So we added public safety assets, and we did it very smartly, adding jobs and saving money. But we also did a lot of crime reduction, and now Mesa in these past 8 years has seen historic lows in our crime rate, and that's thanks to George Gascon, who was our police chief and moved on, Frank Milstead, our current police chief, and Harry Beck. I have to thank Susan Fabroda, who is retired and moved on, but I can't count the number of pancake breakfasts and building strong neighborhood events that she put on with such energy and enthusiasm that it was infectious. And she just did a tremendous amount of work. And for all the constituent services that I'd like to say that I did the outreach for, really Susan did a lot of that. One of the best projects we did was setting a tone with the Gateway Area Strategic Development Plan. Christine Zelanka, John Wesley did, and their office did a lot of work on that. Unfortunately for them, when I didn't like it, I wrote some of it myself, which sent John into a tizzy in the beginning. Then he just said, here, you write it. But it was truly a collaborative effort, and I thank planning and development for that. What can I say about economic development? As chair of economic development has been key on my mind. The 100,000 high wage jobs that I get a lot of credit for saying is that's rock our nets. I'll be fair. In 2006, Rock started saying he had a conversation with me and said, "Scott, I think we can hit 100,000 high wage jobs." I said, "Are you sure?" He said, "No." And I said, "Well, I'm going to go with it anyway." And that really became our mantra. And so I need to do a shout out to Rock Arnett. And I know he's not here, but also Bill Jibjiniak, your team. Scott, you've already been mentioned, and poor Scott put together Ray Road, and I think he almost had to pave it himself. You got lumps in your head from getting that done. But Bill has been a tremendous friend and ally in helping attract companies like Able Engineering, Matheson Gas, CMC Steel, Bridgestone, and a project that I really pushed for, a launch point in the Business Accelerator, and I hope to see great success in that in the future. Just a few more people. Barry Broom with GPEC, who will be moving to California, which ought to be interesting because Barry really started this, let's start businesses here in Arizona by pulling them from California. So I'm interested to see what the reception is when he goes over there. From Mesa CVB, Mark Garcia. Mark, you're great. And one day you're going to be Robert Britton. But Robert Britton, everything you've done for this community and for the Cubs, it was absolute honor working with Robert. And then, of course, the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, Sally Harrison, Charlie Deaton, Peter Sterling, all did tremendous work in our economic development effort as well. To the city attorney's office and my city clerk's office, the two people who I credit the most for keeping me out of jail. Thank you very much. Sometimes it was a little annoying, but not going to jail was a good thing. Mr. Brady, as the shepherd and leader of all of the administrative staff, thank you for everything. You're a good friend. You're a neighbor, as it happens to be. And while we always have, then haven't always agreed on everything, I think what we have done is some really spectacular work. And it goes without saying that the folks up here have been an absolute joy to work with. They truly care about the community and about you. And I have seen decisions that people thought were made prior to coming here, and they made a comment, and that changed the council decision. If you ever have issue, know that there is an ear up here. You may not get the answer you want at the end of the day, but I rest assured this group will certainly listen. Now, where was that picture we just showed? I talk about change and all the changes that have come to the district, but the changes affect my family as well. This was the last time my children were cute. It's really gone downhill from there. This is a 4x4 poster that was my 2006 campaign poster. And for those of you who had to see them on the side of the road back in 06, I'm sorry. But thank you for voting for me. And
your son's calling you.
My son is calling me. He is so angry because he knows this next picture, where's the second one, is him today.
I can talk to you right now.
Yeah, I'm talking about you.
He's talking about you.
That is my son. He is a junior at Arizona State University in electrical engineering. And like I said, he used to be cute. Now I got this. But I'm so very proud of him. And he is the very face of what we're hoping for, to send our kids to good schools, to send them to a great college, to turn them into scientists and engineers and mathematicians in STEM. And now we have a student here in the next 18 months will be an electrical engineer, and he's already employed here in the state of Arizona part-time in an engineering firm doing some research. This is exactly the kind of thing that this council's been fighting for. And of course, last but not least, is my daughter. She's still cute, I have to admit, but how can you not be proud of her? She is a budding chemist. going to Northern Arizona University and a future United States Air Force officer. Her mother and I are both United States Air Force veterans. As you can see, I'm smiling big. I usually don't smile, but I couldn't be any more proud of her. So thank you to the council. Thank you, everyone, for enduring this rather lengthy speech. And thank you for the opportunity to serve. It's been greatly appreciated. And with that, Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. Is there a second? Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.